Deconstructing a country costs a lot of money.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The $80 billion voted by Congress represents only a small installment on the Iraq War. But reconstructing a country doesn't come cheap either. The figure, one hears, only a guess, is $100 billion. And this time, in contrast with the first Gulf War, it is almost entirely American money we're talking about. But in that cloud, there is a silver lining for American industry. The Bush administration has decided that France, Germany, and other countries that were so unhelpful in the days leading up to the war will be mainly shut out of the bidding for reconstruction contracts. Restricted bidding opens the door to that particular brand of political influence for which this country is so justly renowned. As a small example, Representative Darrell Issa of California, Republican, wants to make sure that a company that contributed $5,500 to his campaign gets the contract to rebuild Iraq's wireless network, although a competing European system is used throughout the Middle East. When you talk about big contracts, you start talking about big political names. America's biggest contractor is the Bechtel Corporation, of which former Secretary of State George Shultz is former president and currently a director. Shultz told the New York Times, "If there's work that's needed to be done, Bechtel is the kind of company that could do it." And knowing George Shultz as I do, I'm sure it's entirely true that he doesn't see Iraq in profit-making terms, being chairman of the advisory board of the Committee for the Liberation of Iraq. It is only that there is a natural confluence between political hawks and economic eagles. If Halliburton Corporation wins a contract to help extinguish oil well fires in Iraq, it is surely not because this was Vice President Dick Cheney's company. Actually, a Halliburton subsidiary, one of two finalists for a $600 million contract for rebuilding of roads, bridges, and airports in Iraq, lost out in the end. But the process of rebuilding Iraq is only just starting. It seems also in the natural order of things that America's man on the ground, as head of the Office of Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, will be retired three-star General Jay Garner. He is a defense contractor. This is Daniel Shore.